They have the highway shut down right at Highway 70-270, and you have to divert either to eastbound 70 to Route 4, or if you're coming to St. Louis, you got to get on westbound Highway 270. And that should be open, they're saying, right around 4:30. Other traffic going on is just usual volume now on southbound Highway 270 from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. You're heavy on eastbound 70 due to an earlier accident at Air Flight. Pretty solid from west of 270 through about Cypress, and it looks like they've cleared that at Air Flight and things are opening up. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a St. Louis Bread Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
That KTRS forecast brought to you this hour by Galmish and Sons. A clear sky overnight, low in the low 30s. Sunny tomorrow, high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with an overnight low in the upper 30s. Rain likely comes Sunday when the high should reach the upper 40s. Right now, 43 degrees at 4:07 from the Window World Studios at Westport. I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
Looking for the perfect gift? Learning to play the piano is the gift that will last a lifetime. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. And most everyone, maybe even you, has dreamed of playing the piano, but few ever do. And why is that? Because it's expensive, it's hard, and it takes too long. But not when you give the gift of Lacefield Music's 8-week adult piano course. It's fast, easy, fun, and exciting. There is an easy way to learn how to play the piano, and in 8 short weeks, everyone will learn to read music and play their favorite songs with both hands. Lacefield Music's innovative course is usually $100, but right now this gift is only $29.99 for the entire 8 weeks. Lacefield Music has taught thousands of adults how to play the piano. This gift is priceless, and why wait another year? It's only $29.99. Classes are forming in South County, St. Charles, or Fairview Heights, Illinois. Hurry, they're filling fast. Go online to lacefieldmusic.com to sign up or call 314-845-3760. 314-845-3760.
Live from Plaza Frontenac, this is the 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors. Let Securus help you secure your tomorrow today. SecurusNow.com. And by St. Louis FC. 2018 season tickets are on sale now at StLouisFC.com. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Please sit. Thank you. Oh, thank you all so much. Thank you. That's so kind. Thank you. Please.
Quit coming up these and asking for your autograph.
I know. And these microphones are great because they don't pick up the crowd noise, which is good. These are very expensive
Seriously,
microphones.
Seriously, ma'am, you're going to have to step back.
Please, if you could just step away from the stage and give me a little air here, that'd be wonderful. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Yes, I know. Thank you very much.
You're a stud muffin, you know.
I know. No, I can't sign you there. This is our annual Toy for Tots toy drive that KTRS has been doing for some 18 years.
Something to be proud of.
Yeah, it is. And the Marines are here today helping us collect and move these. There they are. We got the thumbs up from the Marines.
But look at the Marines.
Look at them.
Do you not feel
safer?
Really old? Old?
Yeah,
look at how young and...
I have kids older than them.
Gosh, you're really making us feel old. They're Marines. They're not. These are not school kids.
They're not Boy Scouts.
They're Marines.
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
But yeah, the Marines are here for our Toy for Tots toy drive here at Plaza Frontenac. We're in Center Court, right at the bottom of the escalator, right outside Michael Kors and Talbots, and down the hall from Saks, Neiman Marcus. And Cole Haan. That might be my favorite shoe store is Cole Haan.
They have some great shoes there.
So we hope that you can stop by and drop off a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots this year. And I see some really thoughtful toys in there. When I looked in there, I thought, That's good stuff. That's somebody really put some thought into that and thought about a kid in need. What would they really like to have? What would be comforting?
There's some great stuff in there.
Hopefully
and
make
and
their
they're
Christmas.
Filling up. I mean, wow. So that's a great feeling to
it
see
is
that.
It is a good feeling to know that we're participating in it. So hopefully you can stop by and participate as well. And we hope to see you. And please stop by and shake hands and say hi to us, because that's all part of the fun of doing these.
And we still have two more tickets we can give away.
Meeting the people. Yeah, we still have two tickets to the Mizzou game tomorrow night. Mizzou versus North Florida. It is game six of the Tiger basketball season. And they take on the North Florida Ospreys. Is it, Willie?
Not Ospreys.
The Ospreys.
The ostrich. The dreaded Ospreys showing up.
I feel like I'm back at the station right now.
Why?
Well, you know, we're right here center by the escalator, right here by the beautiful tree, right next to these stores. But we're by the front door where the cold air. Yeah. It feels just like being back home in the station.
Are they going to turn off the lights in a minute? Because they do that to us, too, sometimes.
5 o'clock, yeah. Shut down those lights.
I'm just a little chilly right now.
Well.
Oh, look at that cute little girl.
My coat's right there if I want to put my coat on.
Thank you.
You see it?
Look at the cute, the little kids.
Is Santa still here?
Yes, Santa's still here. Right down from center court to the left, and they're lined up.
That's why they're all dressed up. The little kids are all dressed up because they're going to see Santa.
Do you remember going to see Santa?
Oh, yeah.
Were you afraid, or did you love it?
I think I was probably afraid. I remember screaming like a maniac when I got my hair cut, so I can imagine Santa Claus was just as traumatic to me.
Yeah, I think there's a few pictures of me crying when I'm sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah, but then I got used to it after a while, and back then it was a much bigger deal. Back then, you would go to Famous Bar downtown.
Yes.
When I was young, there was no Plaza Frontenac. So I can talk about other stores and other places. And you would see the windows. And they had a whole Santa land that you would go through. You would walk through these aisles where they would have displays and they would have trains. And everything was covered in fake snow. And it was all made up. And you'd walk through and go through the whole thing. And there was music playing. And they had the characters all running around. And then you'd come around the corner. And there was Santa sitting on his big, giant throne, and it was all so magic, and you'd go up and get your time with Santa, you know, and of course you had all these ideas of the things you were going to say, and then you got up there and you clam up.
Couldn't remember a single thing.
And
kind of like the Christmas story.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Bike.
Just a bike? Bike.
Did he throw you down a slide?
Okay. Then they give you something. They'd always give you a gift, too. And then you'd walk away. They'd take your picture. And
then you'd remember what you wanted to say.
And it's I got to go back. but it's still just as special here. They really do it up nice here at Plaza Frontenac, and we appreciate them hosting us here.
You can actually make a date with Santa. You can go on and actually reserve your time right online at the website
the
21st for Frontenac.
Century Santa.
Yep. Just make a date with Santa and book your time.
Yeah. Hey, there's a great story out today.
Yeah.
I may have lost it on the computer here. Let me see. Now, from Pleasanton, California. And it's Stephen Piscotty's mom, who, as you know, was traded back to Oakland. There's a great picture of Piscotty and his mom and his dad where he played high school baseball. And just talking about the fact that this trade, a big part of this trade was the Cardinals trying to get this guy back home. Now, that's not the only reason they did it. Right. And there were other extenuating circumstances. And they were on the fence with a couple of teams, but this is what put them over. But that's easy for a Mazalok to say, or somebody like that to say. I mean, you would expect them to say something like that, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because they're the general manager in this world. That's the way things happen.
Right.
But this is an article out of a newspaper in another part of the country, on the West Coast, a place that doesn't particularly care for us here in the Midwest, I would have to say. And it's from his mother's point of view and his father's point of view. And his father is nothing short of raving about the Cardinal organization, their time, how generous and accommodating they were during Stephen's career here. How much they're going to miss being Cardinals, how bittersweet it is, not just for Piscotty, not just for Stephen, but for his parents, his mother as well.
Right.
I mean, they loved the Cardinals organization. Now, Steven grew up in the Bay Area, and he's been a lifelong Oakland A's fan. He was he met Mark McGwire when he was 5 years old. His dad is a season ticket holder and still is, even though he says he has no intent of giving up those season tickets, even though his son is in town. Those are good luck seats.
Right.
But they both, the mom and dad both, just go on and on. This is in, by the way, if you want to look it up, it's in the Mercury News. If you want to look up the Mercury News out there in the Oakland area and find this article, the headline is Stephen Piscotty's mom has touching message for Cardinals fans. As you know, Stephen's mom suffers from ALS.
Right.
And part of this trade was to get him home close to his mom, where he'd be closer to home and family. And it's a very, it's a very tight knit family.
She says it's a blessing.
And yeah, she says he told me it's a little bittersweet, but that he's really excited about being with the home team. This is Steven's dad. He said it's a dream come true. And then mom pitches in, I guess I'd say it was bittersweet. I wasn't 100% sure how we'd feel about it. The Cardinals have been really good to Steven and good to us. We made a lot of friends there. I feel like one of the luckiest people to have been able to experience their hospitality. I still have immense gratitude that they drafted Steven back in 2012. So if you want to feel good about your St. Louis Cardinals, this is a great article, and it's not, there's no agenda from anybody else except the parents of a player who was in a little bit of a tough situation, and the Cardinals did what they could to help him out, and this family is obviously very, very grateful to them. So
absolutely, yes, they should be.
Yeah. So again, we're here at the Plaza Frontenac. We hope you can stop by and meet the Marines and all of us here from KTRS. The clan is all here. The office is pretty empty, I'm guessing, today, because everybody seems to be out here.
Nobody holding down the fort there.
And every time somebody drops an unwrapped toy in the box, they get a round of applause. And we really appreciate everybody's participation in the program. You know all about Toys for Tots. I don't have to describe it to you. You know what it's about. It's been around for a long time, and this toy drive has been around for some 18 years. And so come on out to Plaza Frontenac and spend the evening. There's a movie theater here. You can see the movie. If you want to, you can do some shopping at some very, very nice retailers. They have carolers walking around. They have characters and Willie. Speaking of characters, we have characters here.
Now they usually show some.
I saw a cute girl.
I could resist.
You saw a cute girl and you had to go.
Of course, they kind of show some different, like you know the
yes
the movies that sometimes aren't
that's
the theater.
The one I want to see.
The Shape of Water show here. That's the movie you want to go see, right?
I've heard
is that here,
but good.
Yes, it's actually showing here.
The movies that are shown here are the best.
Yeah.
Wonder Wheel.
Art house movies.
Yeah.
Art Deco. The one based in Missouri with the three signs, the billboards. That's
right.
What showed here.
Right.
Three billboards.
Is that what it's called?
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. That
looks
is
pretty good. With Francie McCormick.
Wonder Wheel, Lady Bird, and then, of course, Kent's movie, Once the Shape of Water and Darkest Hour are all showing
Lady
here.
Bird
so
with Seychelles, Ronin.
It is a neat
You don't know
experience.
The Irish girl, you know?
Yeah, I think you mentioned something about
it. Seychelles.
Okay.
Seychelles.
I feel like we're doing the movie review. Like,
yeah. Well, the thing about that Shape of Water is that the girl that the lead actress in that film that falls in love with the creature, I guess is what I get out of it.
Is a
mute.
Is that kind of a Beauty and the Beast thing going
she
for?
She can't speak. She's a mute.
Lonely Elisa's trapped in a life of silence and isolation.
Oh.
And she's a mute working as a cleaning lady in some kind of secret government installation.
A nonverbal.
And a secret classified
she
experiment
has some
she
kind
finds
of
out about.
Relationship with this creature, whatever it is. So it's certainly an
Sounds
interesting
like
concept, but
see.
I've heard that she's like a shoe-in for a nomination on this role because
so would that be
she
Sally
doesn't
Hawkins?
Speak a word. She doesn't speak a word.
How would you like to win an award and you don't even have a line to remember?
Man, oh man.
That's a pretty good deal.
I got to talk all day long and I'm going paycheck to paycheck over here.
It's not work. You just need to be in a silent film.
Right.
See what happens.
Let's take a break here from Plaza Frontenac and our Toys for Tots Toy Drive 2017 on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org. Time to play Word Association. Are you ready?
Yep.
See our Frank popcorn.
Oh, gourmet popcorn, tins made to order, caramel corn made with real butter, hand-packed and guaranteed fresh.
Good. Now try while eating some C.R. Frank popcorn.
Mmm. Is this in Chicago style?
Yes, a sweet and salty blend of caramel and cheese.
And their popcorn tins are unique.
Oh, my turn for the popcorn. C.R. Frank popcorn.
Fun Foods popcorn machines for home theaters.
C.R. Frank popcorn.
5757 North Lindbergh in Hazelwood. Go to crfrankpopcorn.com.
The gift of good taste.
Is your heating or air conditioning not running properly? Call the company that thousands of St. Louisans have relied on since 1950. Call my friends at Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
There is nothing greater than opening day in St. Louis. The tradition, the celebration, the Clydesdales. Opening day packs are on sale now and feature your ticket to the most premium game of the year, opening day. Plus, your seat to the final game of the season, a Cubs Saturday game, and a handful of weekend games. It includes great giveaways like the 2013 Mystery Ring, the Cardinals Cowboy hat, and more. The 10-game opening day pack is on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/packs.
This holiday season, give the gift of Cardinals tickets. Packs are on sale now and feature 2018's top promotional dates. Check out the 5-game bobblehead pack featuring 5 great weekend games with bobblehead giveaways. You'll get bobbleheads from Adam Wainwright, Dexter Fowler, Chris Carpenter, plus the opening day Hall of Famers Parade Bobble and the Carlos Martinez Mystery Hair Bobble. Bobblehead packs start at $79. On sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
What's the latest in flooring fashion? It's the new Cortec WPC floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. I wanted to let you know about our 40% off introductory offer on this new category of flooring. Cortec represents the next revolution in flooring. It's a great alternative to tile or laminate that's 100% waterproof, so it can be installed in any room in your home, including wet areas like the bathroom or kitchen. It has a cork underlayment for a quieter, warmer feel, and the look and feel of real hardwood flooring or the high-end look of natural stone with your choice of 35 fantastic colors. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this 40% off introductory offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood or Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive continues live from Plaza Frontenac. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors and St. Louis FC. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome back to the Kent Earhart Show live from Plaza Frontenac, right alongside Kelly Lamb, as always, in this temporary show. This temporary position that we've
assumed. We're just temp agency, hired us in.
Yeah. Yeah, we just fill a position for him, fill a void.
We're fillers.
Just get us through. That's what they say. Just get us through. Just get us to where we want to be.
That's right.
Big year for St. As you know, this radio station is a big supporter of St. Louis FC, and the managers are very big here about it. They're all big soccer fans, as they should be.
Big this
is
in
a,
St.
as
Louis.
You know, this is a huge soccer town, and taking over the reins of the St. Louis FC for the upcoming 2018 season will be new head coach.
You almost need like a drum roll.
Yeah, Anthony Pulis, and we have him here with us today, along with the president of the St. Louis FC. Pat Berry, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you both.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So, Skipper, you know, when you want to turn things around, you bring in a new coach. That has to be confidence inspiring.
We have him hot off the press 1 week.
That's right. He's been in town for a total of 1 week, but yeah. You have to be excited and
super excited. Yeah, really, really pleased to be here.
And when we say in town, that's 1 week from England.
1 week.
Not like from you know another
right.
state. Just England.
I've been in the States for 6 years.
Oh,
I've been in Orlando.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
So I've moved from Orlando.
That's
all right.
Orlando accent.
Orlando accent.
No, it's a British accent.
He corrects us.
So tell us about your background, because you played pro ball in Europe.
Yeah, I played in England for a number of years and then moved to Orlando in 2012. Played 3 years for Orlando City and then transitioned onto the coaching staff. And then, thankfully enough, got offered this position here. And really, really excited.
Do you feel like, as a coach, do you feel like you've always been in one way or the other? Another a student of the game. I mean, I hear that term a lot, but was that something even as a kid?
I grew up knowing that my whole life I wanted it to revolve around soccer. So my dream as a kid was to play and be a professional player. And then once I started playing professionally from a young age, I knew I wanted to be a coach someday. Mm-hmm. So I was always kind of preparing for this stage.
And Pat, when you bring in a new coach, it's a challenge, but it's also a good opportunity to move to the next level. And I know that's what you want to see this club be able to do.
That's what this offseason for us has been all about, both off the field and on. And we were fortunate to talk to, honestly, this year the stars aligned and there was a ton of really high-quality coaches. Some of the best coaches in soccer in America were available. We talked to almost all of them. But after we met with Anthony, we knew we had found somebody that was really a perfect match for our city and for our club. And so it didn't take long for us to decide.
And it's a lot like any other kind of sport, be it college or professional. But I think it's probably even more so in college, where if you get a good management team, if you get a good coaching staff, you can attract and recruit better players. And that's something you guys have been doing as well, correct?
Yeah, we've been busy this week. Well, not just this week. I think since I took the job, myself and Jeremy Allenberg, the general manager, we've been on the phone nonstop watching countless hours of film, and we think we've made some really good signings this week, and hopefully there'll be more to come so that we can build a strong roster and have a really successful year next year.
Tell us about some of the guys that are going to be joining us this year.
Yeah, so we've signed Tomas Gomez, who originates from St. Louis, has been at Rochester Rhinos for 2 years, one of the best goalkeepers in the league, in my opinion. We've signed Sam Fink, who I know a lot of the fans will know all about, who was successful here when I played in Oklahoma City for a year, and now we've managed to bring him back. Sean Reynolds from Louisville, Fanuel Covita from Puerto Rico. We've signed Austin Martz, a player who played for me in Orlando last year. Corey Herzog, a really prolific goal scorer from Pittsburgh. And then we've just signed a young player called Albert Diqua from Orlando, who I work with as well. So we've been busy, signed some good players.
Wow, you have been busy.
Yeah, there'll be some more announcements next week, hopefully, as well. So it's all good.
So pretend he's not here. Right? Just act like he's not even here.
Yeah.
And is this the kind of club where you've been able to come in and they've, I don't want to say said carte blanche, get whatever you need, you have or whatever, but have you been able to build your own, and it's hard to say with only having a week under your belt, but have you really been able to kind of build your vision?
Well, I'm fortunate because I think everybody at the club has got the same vision. I think they wouldn't have brought me in if that wasn't the case. So, mm-hmm. like I say, myself and Jeremy, we kind of want the same things from the players, not just on the field but off the field. Players with the right mentality and the right character that really want to be in St. Louis and want to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the ones that we've got so far meet that criteria, and hopefully the ones that we bring in the near future will also meet it.
Well, and you bring in some homegrown talent,
and that
which
was
is always big. Yeah,
100%. Yeah,
yeah. Isn't this a great? Now, what, from being from the outside, and not necessarily from the States, but being from outside this area, on a global and especially on a national scale, how do you think St. Louis is viewed in regards to being a soccer town? Are we even
Thank
on the map?
Asking that question.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when I did my research, it was one of the things I read was it's the birthplace of soccer in the United States. There's lots and lots of successful players have come from St. Louis. There's everything here, in my opinion, for this club to be really, really successful. It's good infrastructure, good people, fantastic fans. The next step is obviously now can we put a successful team on the field and start winning.
Sure.
Pat, how are you feeling about things?
I agree with the winning part.
Besides broke.
Yeah. No, I think everybody that we talked to, and Anthony probably said it the best, is that we have a great opportunity here. Our fan support is among the highest in the league. Our infrastructure, the facilities, we've got a lot going on. We just haven't won on the field, and we think that once we start to do that, and we're confident that we have all the pieces in place now, we think this thing's really going to take off. And some of the changes that we've made in the last 6 to 12 months are setting the franchise up for what we believe is the next step in our next evolution, and that's to grow our fan base to 8,000 to 10,000, whether that's staying at the soccer park or not, we don't know. But we think that what we're seeing around the rest of the league is that the sport is growing. We're 8,000 to 10,000, and really being a major player in the community is possible, so that's where we plan to take it.
How do you become? Because you've got some big shoes to fill when you look at organizations like the Cardinals and the Blues and everything that they do for this community. What kinds of things do you have planned?
I think one of the great aspects about our club is that we're tied into a youth organization, St. Louis Scott Gallagher, and so that's nonprofit, and we're always doing things in the community. So it's really part of our DNA to give back and to get involved and to help those who are less fortunate, which what's going on here today is a great example of that. So for us, it's just part of who we are and what we do. We want to do it on a grander scale and impact more people, and so we're definitely getting very involved in the City Soccer Network, not to take it over, but to support them and help them and bring the game to kids that don't have it today and don't have access to it. So those are the things we want to do. We have great support from the corporate community for what we're doing. We expect that to grow as it has for the last 5-6 years. So we think there's really, really great things ahead. And we're soccer and St. Louis FC in our league is very grassroots and organic. It's not the high-profile Cardinals and Blues.
Right.
So it allows us to do some really cool things.
If people want to stay on track and find out who the new players that are coming in and what's going on and how to get tickets and all that, where do they keep up with you and find out about all the new news?
Social media is such a part of our life, right? So follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those things. Our website is stlouisfc.com. We try to be as many places as we can. We're still, you know, this is a second-tier league, so we don't have the resources to plaster our stuff all over the city. But if you want to find it, you can. And I would recommend anybody who has not been to a game, the experience is unique. It's very, very different from the Cardinals or the Blues. I'm a huge Cardinals fan, so not better, but different.
Yeah.
And it's a unique experience that we get rave reviews about from the people who come to our games.
That's great.
You know, any business that starts out or sports team, professional sports team, that has success puts together a long-term plan. They have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, or whatever. And it sounds like that's what this is. This is you looking back in 5 years and saying, we've got a winning ball club. We have a great relationship with our fans. We have a good, solid fan base. What we're doing is working.
Absolutely, and I think we did a little bit of the history of the club. When we bought it, we planned on attendance of about 2,000. The budgets were much lower than they are, so when you say I'm poor, that's correct. But the growth has been great, and with the expenses, the revenue is grown. But the best part is when we came out of the gate, we were doing 5,000 almost to sell out every game. That blew us away. So now we've kind of caught our breath after 3 years, and we're saying, okay, we think there's another step we can take, and we're excited to do it.
I think you're on your way.
Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah,
start selling them.
Season tickets, come get them. And Anthony, I know, is going to put a great team on the field.
When does the season start?
March 17 is
first
the
home game.
We
March?
Will be on the road. We're
St.
not
Patrick's.
Competing with St. Patrick's Day at home. We will be on the road.
That's smart.
Exactly. In St. Louis, that's smart.
It's even more long-term planning that's going to pay off for you, I think. Yeah. Skipper, good luck.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
I'm excited
to come
to the game.
We thank you both for being here
and for being
supporters of our Toys for Tot toy drive as well. We appreciate that very much. Best of luck to you in the coming season.
Thank you.
We'll be hearing more from the St. Louis FC, I'm sure of that. And we're also going to hear more from Tim Weiland, who's going to update us on how the traffic is shaping up.
All right, Kent, and if you give me a couple extra seconds here, I want to focus on Illinois. First of all, I want to tell you they did clear the accident eastbound 70 at Air Flight. Now, traffic is jammed back west of the Earth City Expressway through Lindbergh. They cleared it was southbound 141 at Romaine Creek. We just got a word of an accident on eastbound 44 east of Bowles. All the other highways are basically just running the normal traffic, slow traffic, I should say. Here's what's going on in Illinois. You've got Highway 55 northbound shut down at there was that accident at 143. It is closed at Highway 70-270. Now, the people that are taking 270, they want to take 55. They're jumping off at 159, and it's really crowded going up through Edwardsville. And then 157 is heavy approaching Highway 140. Eastbound 70, that's jammed from Highway 55 all the way to Route 4. 143 eastbound is jammed up approaching Route 4. And northbound Route 4, you've got some really slow pockets now from Highway 70 all the way up through Highway 140. So once again, they should be opening up northbound 55. They said 4:30, but hopefully within the next half hour they will. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a St. Louis Bread Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. It is a beautiful late afternoon, early evening out there. We're talking about temperatures in the low 50s right now with sunny skies, just spectacular, and it's going to stay nice. Tonight, our lows will drop down into the 30s, more sunshine tomorrow, and a high in the low 60s. Some rain on the way for Sunday, and next week looks interesting. We're going to stay in the 50s all week, and then the bottom may fall out a little bit on Thursday night into Friday and the weekend. A lot can happen between now and then, but we may be looking at some winter weather by late next week and into the weekend. We'll take a break and be back.
Have you ever had an idea for improving how your company does business? Every day, Worldwide Technology turns our customers' ideas into reality. We break them down and identify what's needed to make them great. We prioritize, collaborate, design, and innovate. We test them, build them up, and scale them out. We give ideas power. You get business results. Most companies talk about delivering business and technology outcomes. We do it. Worldwide Technology. From idea to outcome.
Just a moment ago, Kelly was complaining about how it's too cold in here and sitting by the doors. And you know what it is? It's a Premier Heating and Cooling. They don't have them in here. I just realized that. They need to get them in here. We're teasing. We're sitting right by the door, and every once in a while we'll get a cold draft from the door. But it's very comfortable in here. But I want to tell you about Premier Heating and Cooling. They have been in town over 25 years, and they have experience in that time frame in residential and commercial heating and cooling. Of course, with that kind of experience, they are a family-owned business, and they take a lot of pride in fast response time, quality workmanship, and a friendly staff. And that's the three things that you, the Holy Trinity, when you're looking for service work, when you're letting someone into your home, whether it's to repair your heating or cooling that you have out, in right now, or to install a new system and replace the system that you already have. And that's nothing out of reach for this company. They can do it all. They do a 24-hour emergency service by certified factory trained drug-free technicians with continuous training. They are fully licensed, insured, and bonded, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And if you're like me and my girlfriend and you suffer from the allergies, ask them about their air scrubber that can keep the air in your home clean and reduce contaminants in the air, make the air healthier. They can also install a whole house humidifier for you. They do it all at Premier Heating and Cooling, and they'll do it with a qualified, friendly staff, and their work is guaranteed. Give them a call, 636-916-1122. 636-916-1122. Premier Heating and Cooling on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Are you ready for the holidays? We are. We're getting our embroidered stockings hung and our custom logo shirts wrapped and placed under the tree. If you're still searching for the perfect gifts for your clients, let Promotions Pronto help you come up with the perfect item that will leave a lasting impression and help your brand become a household name. Go to promospronto.com to find the perfect gift for your clients, employees, friends, family, or even your hairdresser. Promotions Pronto has the perfect gift idea for all. Go to promospronto.com and let us help you or your company leave a lasting impression.
Family owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Get to B-Dubs for happy hour and late night. Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. to close. Premium craft beer specials plus select $4 apps. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Finding an assisted living home can be so difficult. Seniors want a place that feeds the soul as well as the body.
This is Sister Mary Michael.
And this is Sister Mary Elizabeth. We are Carmelite Sisters of the Divine Heart of Jesus. Since 1934, we have operated St. Agnes Home in Kirkwood.
We provide a haven for seniors of all faiths, where they can enjoy a life lighted up by peace with daily mass and a wide range of activities.
Come take a tour of St. Agnes Home. Call us today at 314-965-7616 and let us show you a place warmed by God's love.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Hardcastle with your Money Talk Money Minute, brought to you today by Hochschild Bloom & Company. What a week. That Dow was up 143 points today. The NASDAQ up 80 points today and the S&P up 23. So what about the week? Dow up 322 points, closed at 2,465. The NASDAQ up 96 at 6,936 and the S&P 500 up 24 at 2,675. Gold was up $8.10 to close at $1,255.60. Silver up 24 cents at $16.05. Platinum up $7, $892. Crude oil was up 5 cents at $57.30. What a week. And today's thought of the day, an estimated 35% of the jobs to be created in the next decade will be in healthcare and social assistance. We'll talk about that much more Sunday morning on Money Talk. So join me, won't you? Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Money Talk. I'm Bob Hardcastle.
Now, back to the 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive, live from Plaza Frontenac. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors and St. Louis FC. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome back to Plaza Frontenac in beautiful Frontenac, Missouri, right along Lindbergh and between Highway 40 and Manchester. And we hope you can stop by and drop a new unwrapped toy into one of the many boxes that we have surrounding us right now under the supervision of the United States Marine Corps.
Yes. Say hello to them and shake their hand. Thank them for their duty. Say hi to
the crew here. And we also have two Mizzou basketball tickets for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Mizzou versus North Florida, the Ospreys, 7:30 game time tomorrow. And if you stop by the booth here, right at the bottom of the escalator in the center court here at Frontenac, Plaza Frontenac, and if you drop a toy in the toy box and you tell us you heard it on the radio, we will give you these two tickets
yes.
to tomorrow night's Mizzou basketball game. And let me tell you that it's tough getting these Mizzou tickets these days. It is a tough get. Football tickets, you could get them. Basketball tickets, it's a tough get. Stop by and let us know and drop that toy in the box, and we'd be happy to hand them over to you. It's a great job, and we're excited to be here. We've been looking forward to this all week, and we want to thank all of our sponsors, including but not excluding anyone. Spectrum Eyeglass, Outdoor Living, our St. Louis Cardinals, American Eagle Credit Union, the Flooring Industry Council, JBL Financial, Midwest ENT Center, VA PA St. Louis Healthcare System, Securus, and our St. Louis FC. You had some light displays.
Yeah, some great places. You know, that's a fun thing to do on the weekend with the family, or, you know, during the week, and get your hot cocoa and fill some snacks in the car and
but there's
pick
enough
your
of
favorite
them,
place.
Or maybe your cannolis.
Yes.
You can make your own.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, you know, a lot of people think, well, I want to drive all the way into, so, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So there's probably one in your neighborhood.
You know, I should mention, I wish I had the address, and I don't, but it's really easy to get to, and they raise money for Toys for Tots. So outside the mailbox of this house, you can actually, they have a special mailbox to put a donation in for them. Their entire house, which is very big, and the backyard is just filled, and you can change the radio station. So if you're coming, let's see, you're coming from here, and you get on Highway 40, because I know there's Ladue. You go up there to 270 and make a right and head to Ladue.
Okay.
So if you're coming from Frontenac, that's so you get the right direction there.
You're going
north on 270. You're going to go right on Ladue.
Okay.
You follow it. Maybe it might be a mile or two down the road.
Okay.
You can't miss it because it's going to be on the right side. It's the first house in the corner. Pull in. It's in a court. And you can leave a donation if you want, but you don't have to.
And this is one of those that you can tune your radio station to a certain frequency.
Music,
and the music goes along with the lights.
It's really quite amazing,
actually.
We drive there every year, and it really is spectacular. It's not like anything I've ever, being that it's someone's home. It's not one of those parks that you go through. But there are quite a few places. Have you ever been out to Santa's Magical Kingdom?
I have, in Eureka.
Yeah, the Jellystone Park Resort. And you can do your, you can drive your car, or you can get into the, like the tram. And with you talking about the weather being so nice this weekend, it's a perfect time to be able to enjoy something outdoors, you know, when you normally are freezing cold in one of those.
And that's my point. That's my point, is that that's one that's in the West County area. So a lot of folks out in Ellisville and Chesterfield and Eureka and Clarkson Valley and Baldwin, you can go to that one, and it's not that far to
go. No. Have you been to Garden Glow this year at the Missouri Botanical Gardens?
I have not, but I think I'm the only one who has. Has gone to Garden Glow nothing but rave about
My
it.
Mom went. Everybody that I know has really enjoyed it. They have great little bars set up so you can get cocoa with a little something-something in
something,
it.
Something
in
your cocoa?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Now, have you done the holiday lights in Anheuser-Busch? I'm feeling like the light girl of the world. I've been to all of these so far.
Have you really?
Yeah, I'm like, boy, I am on a roll. Have you been to Anheuser-Busch?
Not this year.
But you have been.
Okay. But my camera sees them from the roof.
You been there?
No, I just live in the area, and I'm trying to get to the watering hole.
Oh.
And they're in my way. My Uber was delayed.
They're in your way.
Trying to get to the Billikens game last Saturday. It's like, there was a lot of people over at Anheuser-Busch. There's something going on over there.
You know, not to take away from the lights, but the Uber conversation the other day, and you bring it up, I'm still talking about it because I truly think that the world needs to have a change, because when you talked about Uber reviews its customer, what business do you know that reviews their customers? And if they don't like you, you're ousted off the list. Kind of like John ousted from the mall here.
We get it, though, don't we? As radio.
I would love for someone to come into my business and go, you know, I don't really care. Be the retail Nazi.
Right.
No more for you. And they're gone. People be nice to you then.
Mm-hmm.
They would be so mean.
Yeah.
We can't eat here again if we're not nice.
Does it count when we block people on the text line, perhaps? Does that count?
Do you really get the satisfaction of telling
your
house?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Did we do the story yesterday? I want you to finish the lights. But did we do the story yesterday about how ambulance services are down because people are taking Uber to the hospital to save money?
You're kidding. It's very expensive to go in an ambulance, by the way, so
expensive.
It would make sense
John
to go.
Kearney, he'll tell us all
I mean, you're kind of putting that driver in that, you know, you're making them in the hands of your life, but, you know.
Well, and we were talking about it today. It's like, what do you, you know, I would think that if I'm the driver and I go and I get a call up on my phone and it says, you know, pick up customer at this address, take to the ER at Barnes, I'd be like, I'm going
to
pass on that one.
Someone else needs to do that.
Yeah. It's short of them bleeding, perhaps.
I've got Band-Aids in the back seat.
You know, it's just a little cardiac arrest, that's all.
But, you know,
you drive with one arm and reach around the seat and get CPR in the back seat.
I got this.
And what is your obligation at that point? I mean,
they don't want
the ambulance, so if you called the ambulance for them, couldn't they,
I don't know. But $20 versus $800 for the ride is a big difference.
Are you allowed to refuse an ambulance ride if you're in the distress?
Yes,
if you're conscious.
You are. Technically, my understanding is you are, but the problem is, And this is nothing against Andy, because first responders, whoo, man, do we need them, and I love them.
Yeah.
I love them all.
Yes.
But I know a couple of instances where people went to the hospital and they really didn't want to. And I think that in this case, in these cases, more often than not, it's probably the first responders thinking, I don't need this liability. If this guy, you know, dies an hour from
right.
now, and we're going to take
them.
Him in because we let him go. And that probably has a lot to do with it. So I have no business speaking. But I know that there are people who have taken ambulance rides that didn't necessarily want to. So,
well, you can't go to Lights by ambulance, but you could maybe get an Uber
right.
if
right.
you're not on their bad list, and mm-hmm. you could go look at Christmas lights.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
There you go.
All right. We're going to drive through Jellystone, but step on it, because I don't want this to get too pricey.
That's
all right. Let's
right.
take a break for traffic, and then we'll check back on the rest of the light displays in the area from Kelly. And right now we're going to go to Tim Weiland at the KTRS Traffic Center and get the latest on our Friday afternoon drive home. Beep, beep.
All right, Dave. Thanks, Kathy. I can't do it unless I get that cue.
Yeah, no, I
old habits are hard. We've got a report of a vehicle fire on northbound Highway 270 just north of St. Charles Rock Road, blocking the right lane. You're pretty slow on the ramp from southbound 270 from north of the Rock Road down through Highway 70 and eastbound 70 jams almost off the Blanchett Bridge through about Lindbergh, and they had moved that accident that was on eastbound 70 at Airflight off to the right shoulder. Now on westbound Highway 70, just past Jennings Station Road, you've got a stalled vehicle. That's on the right shoulder. Traffic is pretty well jammed up from Kings Highway out through Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt. Eastbound Highway 270, you're on the brakes now from south of McDonald through New Florissant. You have southbound 170 on the brakes from north of Olive down through Highway 40, westbound 44, Kings Highway through Shrewsbury, and on southbound 270, we've got some slow pockets now from just a little bit south of Page, and that goes through Highway 44. And now we've got a crash on eastbound Highway 44 east of Bowles. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a St. Louis Bread Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. Temperatures falling now to 43 degrees on our way to lows tonight in the 30s. And then a beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures tomorrow in the low 60s under sunny skies. Unseasonably mild, beautiful day tomorrow with a south wind. Clouds up on Sunday. We'll see some scattered showers in the first part of the day. Looks like most of the work week next week is going to be in the 50s. You should have plenty of time, dry time, to get shopping done. Very little in the way of rain. Rainfall, a couple sprinkles maybe Monday and Tuesday, but by Thursday night into Friday, our world could be changing, folks. We might be looking at a little bit of wintry threat precipitation-wise, so we'll keep you posted on that as it evolves. But now through the weekend looks fantastic. Enjoy it. Take a break and be back live from Frontenac and our 2017 Toys for Tots Toy Drive right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Andrew Rehfeld, CEO of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis. This month, Jewish families around the world celebrate Hanukkah, recalling a time when we were forced to give up our culture and identity. Today, the holiday celebrates the values of freedom and tolerance. Whatever your faith, join us at jfedstl.org, where we translate the lessons of our history to strengthen our entire region. Your gift helps us maintain our Holocaust Museum and Learning Center, teaching a new generation what happens when minorities are feared simply because they are different. Through the services of our partner agencies, your gift provides relief to thousands of people in our region, regardless of their faith. Deliver warmth and comfort this year to those who are struggling. Bring dignity, meaning, and purpose to all individuals in need. Find your light this season. Donate now at jfedstl.org. Happy holidays from Jewish Federation of St. Louis, here for good.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle, President and CEO of Delta Investment Services. At Delta, our mission is to build long-term relationships with our clients and help them realize their dreams through continuous, high-quality, long-term, diversified financial investment planning. With over 50 years in the investment field, our Delta team provides financial guidance for our clients that help them meet their financial goals. We want you to feel comfortable with your money, with your estate planning, with your emergency funds, and with retirement. We also offer our SOS, our second opinion service, to non-clients that might want a second opinion on their current investment strategy during these volatile times. For a no-charge, no-pressure financial meeting, call our Delta office at 636-532-0484. 636-532-0484. Or go to our website, moneytalk.org. I'm Bob Hardcastle.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for the holidays. Candice's catering staff is ready to bring food to your home or office. Our catering menu includes a two-pasta special for just $8.29 or a chicken entree for just $9.99 per person. Candice's banquet room seats up to 70 people, and our gift certificates always make perfect presents. Visit Candice's.net or stop by at Holloway in Manchester in West County. Candice's, because you love great food.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get a St. Louis Brent Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive continues live from Plaza Frontenac. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors and St. Louis FC. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, Kelly Lamb was just mentioning that really it's not that busy up here right now.
It's a good time to go shopping.
It's a good time to go shopping. It really is. A lot of good stuff going on up here at Plaza Frontenac, and we hope that you can join us. Is it this?
What's happening right now?
What's it coming from?
Getting music coming from?
Is that my laptop?
I think it is.
Yeah. What did
you do?
I don't know.
What kind of site are you on here?
I don't know.
Just
sorry about that.
What is this website?
A slight miscalculation on my part. Thank you, back. We're back.
What kind of Russian website are you on over there?
We are... yeah, it's not that busy.
Just kind of quiet.
It'd be a good time. There's parking spots now available.
Probably everybody's eating dinner.
Well, but here's the thing. It's also a good time to bring up an unwrapped toy and drop it off right in front of us here.
Very good.
In the box for the Toys for Tots campaign. Our Marine Corps Reserve, very supportive, and they are here. You can meet the Marines, meet us. We'd love to meet you. People are coming by and waving and blowing kisses and saying hi and Merry Christmas, and it's all very festive.
Some people are writing a check. If they don't have a toy and they don't have time to go shopping, they're actually writing a checkout right here, which is really nice.
If you don't have something, we hope you can just stop by, and we appreciate Plaza Frontenac once again hosting us for this 18th KTRS Toy for Tots Toy Drive here. And, I want you to finish the lights.
All righty. Well, Festival of the Lights. That's where holiday season begins downtown St. Louis with the Ameren Missouri Festival of Lights. Have you ever been
Ameren
to that?
Missouri Festival of Lights,
Union
I have.
Union Station.
Right.
All right. Let's see what
I'll
else
I'll be at that tomorrow night.
You'll be at that tomorrow night?
Yep, that's
really?
Inside.
Are you doing something there? Are you
We're doing the Polar Express.
Oh, that's right. You're going to have your jammies on.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you're wearing jammies, by the way. Way of Lights, the National Shrine. Have you been through Our Lady of Snows?
Been through Our Lady of Snows.
We did that this year. Now, this is something I haven't done, is Wild Lights at St. Louis Zoo.
Done that.
So, Cassie, you have been busy. All right.
Not this year.
But you have been through it. The Winter Wonderland at Tillys Park?
Tillys Park. Some people say Tillys, some people say Tillys.
Yeah, it's Tillys, I'm pretty sure. But you can go through that on a carriage, which is a good weekend for that, too.
You have to get a reservation for that.
Yeah. Though. And then you got Candy Cane Lane. Have you done that? That's on the 6500 block of Murdoch Avenue. So, basically, it's known as Candy Cane Lane. Nearly every house is lit up with colorful decorations.
Oh, is that in Shrewsbury or Webster?
Well,
something?
It's right between Ted Drew's and Francis Park.
Okay.
So there you go. Quite a few of them. There's something to do. Grab your hot cocoa and get the family and head out and pick your favorite place.
It will be a great weekend. Oh, those people. They're the best.
It will be a great weekend for that, because the way you can actually roll the windows down
and
not be freezing cold. When I lived in Florida, we used to have an open trailer that we took our motocross bikes on to the races, and we would take all the moms and kids and put them in the trailer and drive them around. Moms would make some margaritas or daiquiris and sit on the lawn chairs, and we'd drive around the neighborhood.
Well, I'm going to need to know in the next hour, I want your fondest memory as being a child at Christmas.
Oh.
That one morning that was just amazing that Santa came.
They were all pretty amazing. We are live at Plaza Frontenac. We hope you can stay with us for one more hour of the Kent Earhart Show and one more hour of this Toys for Tots toy drive. You have an hour to stop by and see us and drop off a toy. We'll be back after the news at the top of the hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Missouri Tigers.